From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that Melissa Barrow is no longer superintendent of the Catskill Schools, but it is unclear when she left and why she left. At the May 17th Catskill School meeting, the Board of Education approved a, and I quote, settlement and separation agreement, end quote, with Barrow, who, and I quote, resigned, end quote, from the position for, and I quote, personal reasons, end quote, according to a statement from the district that did not elaborate on the timing or the reason. The board appointed Dr. Dan Wilson, Catskills Assistant Superintendent for Pupil Personnel, as interim superintendent for schools for the remainder of the school year. Barrow only spent a few months on the job, as she was appointed on January 11th at an annual salary of $171,000, effective February 12, 2023. The terms of the, and I quote, settlement and separation agreement, end quote, were not made public. Wilson was previously interim superintendent from January 1st to February 12th this year. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that State Senator Michelle Hinchey announced on May 15th that the schools in Catskill, Chatham, Hudson, and Kinderhook will add full-day pre-kindergarten in the 2023-24 school year. Catskill Central Schools will receive $466,349 in universal pre-K funding for 20 new pre-K seats. Chatham gets $226,800 for 22 new pre-K seats. Hudson receives $538,441 for 20 new pre-K seats. And Kinderhook gets $541,192 for 41 new pre-K seats. And she said, and I quote, "This is a huge win for our students, teachers, and taxpayers. It means more money for Hudson Valley classrooms, which helps our kids build the foundational skills they need to succeed throughout their lives while helping districts keep a lid on local school property taxes. Every student in New York deserves a good public education like the one I had in the Ulster County Public School System, and I always stand with parents and teachers in championing transformative investments in our public schools," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Kate Lisa reports for New York State of Politics that Anthony J. Annucci, the acting New York State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision Commissioner, will retire effective August 11th after 38 years with the department. He said, and I quote, "It has been an honor and a privilege to oversee the department for the last 10 years. Every day throughout my 38-plus years in the agency, I have learned something new and have developed nothing but the utmost respect and appreciation for this department and its incredible workforce," end quote. DOCES Executive Deputy Commissioner Daniel F. Monticello III will take over operational oversight of the agency after Annucci leaves. Governor Kathy Hochul will nominate Annucci's successor, with state senators voting to reject or appoint her a nominee. Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. Emily Jacobs writes in the Washington Examiner that Allison Esposito, a Republican who ran for lieutenant governor last year, might mount an election campaign for the 18th congressional district seat now held by Democrat Pat Ryan. Esposito was Lee Zeldin's running mate in 2024, but failed to unseat Governor Kathy Hochul or Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado. Ryan beat Assemblyperson Colin Schmidt by a single percentage in 2022 in the 18th Congressional District. A Republican source told the newspaper that, and I quote, "Allison Esposito is exploring the different ways she can serve New Yorkers. Running for Congress, among other offices, is definitely on that list," end quote. Read the full story in the Washington Examiner. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.